Chairman Taylor Tibbetts.
Present.
Vice Chair Amber Bothwell. Commissioner Greg McPherson.
Here.
Commissioner Amy Menges. And Commissioner Freddie Wheeler.
Here.
I also have a note to make. For the record, Jessica Hall, Agency Secretary, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. I'd like to note that the agenda that was posted has passed commissioners present. So Dave Case will be removed from the agenda in the future and will be corrected by the next regularly scheduled meeting. And I'd also like to note that as the Planning and Zoning Commission did not have a quorum and was able to cancel their meeting, we have taken this meeting in the City Hall Council chambers, not in the conference room. And Commissioner Amy Menges, just shout here, has entered the room.
Right on.
Thank you, Jessica. With roll call taken care of, we do need to proceed to the next action item in the agenda, to adopt the agenda as presented with the correction noted. I'd entertain a motion to adopt the agenda as published.
I move to adopt the agenda as published.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next up is the consent agenda. We do have two items listed in the consent agenda. And we don't need, I don't know that we need a separate discussion on these items, but we do have expenses, first of all, approval of paid invoices, both to Elam and Burke for attorney services July and August, and then also approval of our minutes from our meeting August 6th of 2025.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, with the consent agenda approved, we would like to turn to new business. So we first need to set our fiscal year 2026 URA meeting dates, times, and locations. And we do have in the packet a proposed schedule, correct?
Yes, Chairman, we do. I would also like to make note that our attorney, Megan Conrad, has let us know that we will most likely need to call a special meeting in July or a second one in August based on the budget approvals, because doing so in June is just way too early. So as that gets closer, we'll decide then.
Okay. So as the recommendation in the agenda currently reads, we're looking at meetings February, March, June, August, November, and then one additional meeting in July or August. Do we have any questions or comments about that from the board? Okay. Entertain a motion to approve that with the one correction.
Aye.
Spot. Sorry.
So it's 4A in the agenda. We just need a motion to
Mr.
approve.
Chairman, I would move we approve the fiscal year 2026 URA meeting dates, times, and location as published with the one correction as noted.
Okay. And a second?
I second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next up, we need to consider whether to approve the fiscal year 2025 audit engagement letter from Bailey & Associates. If I'm remembering correctly, they've provided the audit services for the agency since its inception. Is that correct, Ms. Hall? Okay, great.
That is correct, Chairman.
Okay. So we do have that letter in the packet as well. It's dated July 28th, 2025, and it outlines the scope of the scope and objectives of the audit, responsibilities of the auditor, et cetera. Any discussion around that?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move we approve the fiscal year 2025 audit engagement letter from Bailey & Associates.
And a second?
I second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay. We do have some items in the discussion section to address next. First of all is fiscal year 2025 budget recap and fiscal year 2026 increment discussion. We'd like to turn some time over to Jared Empey, Treasurer. For the city.
Thank you, Commissioners. So I've handed out to each one of you a copy of the combined cash investment statement. Basically, it just shows each cash account that the city has, and then it's broken out by fund. If you'll look, 52 and 53 at the very bottom of that first page is showing the allocation of funds to the Urban Renewal District and to the East District. So at the end of September, the West District had $1.48 million in cash, and the East Fund and the East Urban Renewal had $73,000. So those looked really good. Obviously, we'd like that East Fund to be a little higher, but we'll work on it over the next 20 years. Then, as you can see, in the following pages, we have the budget detail for fiscal 25 that ended September 30th. So our property tax revenue came in a little bit less than we had budgeted. It's really hard to know exactly what we're going to get from property taxes for the Urban Renewal District, because it's kind of a moving target until we get the notices in December 1st. So these are simply our best guesses when we set these budgets. So we were still about 94% of what we had budgeted for, which is good. And then we made a substantial amount of interest revenue, so that was good. And so combined, our revenue looked good for the year. We didn't have any capital projects, and we just had some contract services with the city of CUNA for city staff, and then professional services, and then some general and admin expenses. And then for the East Fund, we had about $67,000 in property tax revenue, which was more than $35,000 that we had budgeted for. Again, when setting the property tax revenue budgets, it's a little bit of a moving target and hard to predict, but I'm glad that we were positive on this one. And then again, kind of the same story for the East Fund. We had contract services with the city, professional services through Eelman Burke, and then some general and admin expenses. So overall, it's a good start for fiscal 26, and hopefully we can learn what our increment is here in the next few weeks from Ada County, so that way we can see kind of what projects we'd be able to do for the Urban Renewal Agency. So, any questions from the commission?
No questions. Thank you.
Thanks.
Chairman. Jessica Hall, Agency Secretary, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. I'd like to note that this handout was not part of the packet. However, we do have handouts available for any attendees, and there are no attendees to this meeting, but there will also be a copy attached to the minutes for our records.
Thank you. All right, moving on to our next discussion item. Sounds like we have a potential opportunity to utilize agency funds in regards to the 4th Street Gym, which is 571 West 4th Street. And we want to turn some time over to Michelle Covert, Agency Administrator, to talk to us about that opportunity.
Thank you, Chairman and Commissioners. So the 4th Street Gym was recently put up for sealed bid opportunities by the school district. We did submit a bid, and we were the only qualified bidder. And we are waiting for the school district to kind of get back with us as far as what they would like to see as negotiated possible use down the road. So right now it's kind of up in the air. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with that, or if we're even going to be the winning bid, or if they're going to move forward with selling the property. There's still some questions there. However, if they do decide, we just kind of want to have it on your guys' radar, because we've talked a little bit with Megan as far as what we could use funds for and couldn't use funds for. And Megan, I'm not sure if you would like to jump in on that a little bit. We originally thought we might be able to use some of those funds for purchase. Sounds like maybe we're not necessarily looking at using them for the purchase, but you know, if we can, maybe. If not, then there are ample opportunities for us to look at how we might be able to utilize funds if the commission approves it, as far as, you know, remediation, inspection costs, changes to what the property could be, additions to what we might be able to do outside. There's just a lot of possibilities kind of rolling around right now. And again, more than anything, we want to make sure, especially where we meet so infrequently, that it's on your guys' radar, because it could be that we end up actually getting notification that, yes, they want to work with us, and we get that bid, and then we're going to be coming to you guys fairly quickly and needing to meet and have a quick turnaround on a decision, potentially. So, Megan, would you like to address any? Sorry, I'm kind of putting her on the spot because we had not really prepped her for this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. And so the question somewhat came up as to broad strokes, should the agency or should the city acquire this property, what may or may not the agency do to participate in any future project? And so I think it's as indicated, there is opportunity to and time to review funds and figure out what it is we can and can't do. I think just wanted to make it very clear that between the city as the bidder was not relying on agency funds to backfill that purchase, and really just making that line very clear as to the role of the city versus the role of the agency in this process. Mm-hmm. And so to the extent the city is a successful purchaser of this property, there are several things that we could look at in terms of, does this work for a future redevelopment effort? Is this something that the agency would acquire from the city? Or is there, again, a willingness and an ability to participate in any future redevelopment or remediation of the existing site, remodel? I think we have a lot of options on the table, but the first step is acquisition. So I don't know if I covered what...
Thank you. Yes, that completely covered it a lot better than I could have. So thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from the board for any of the city staff or our attorney?
No, I have none right now.
I think that we're interested in learning more as the opportunity crystallizes and what's available. And I would affirm, as far as the record goes, that the board hasn't been involved in any conversations with the city about the agency providing funds for the acquisition. So I think that that's been properly adhered to and established. Well, we look forward to hearing more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Finally, we have the opportunity to consider a resolution to continue the city agency support services agreement. The relationship with the city has allowed our agency to continue and to operate efficiently, and so we have an opportunity to renew that. Are there any substantive changes or new things that are being addressed in the agreement?
Mr. Chairman, the only thing that has been updated is the city staff hourly rate. Of course, that goes along with how things always do. Mm-hmm. It increases. But if you could formally read that summary for me, as I failed to get that on the agenda. Apparently, I shouldn't travel for work before putting agendas out.
Okay, I'll read the summary.
Thank you.
That's just all caps, right, at the very beginning?
Just that middle chunk.
Yep. A resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of the City of CUNA, Idaho, a.k.a. the CUNA Urban Renewal Agency, approving the administration and support services agreement by and between the City of CUNA and the CUNA Urban Renewal Agency, authorizing the chair or vice chair to execute the agreement and any other necessary documents, authorizing any technical corrections to the agreement, authorizing the appropriation of certain funds pursuant to the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you.
Sure. Any comments or questions from the board regarding this agreement?
No.
Okay. Well, seeing no questions or comments and hearing none, I think that we want to continue this relationship. It's been great for the agency. We do need to have a motion. Would anyone move to approve the resolution? I think we need to read the resolution title completely in the motion. Oh yeah, the number.
Yeah, I would move to approve the resolution number URA 06-2025 for City Agency Support Services Agreement.
Thank you. Correctly? And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Do we have any additional board questions or concerns?
Not right now.
Okay. And I don't have a need to... Do we have an item for an executive session?
We do not. It's just something I've decided to leave on so we don't keep changing. Yeah, I try to keep all the titles in the same spot. The only thing I want to bring forward is that we make sure that we are making a formal motion to adjourn and say the time that we're adjourning.
Okay.
Just so we have a complete recorded record that reflects in the minutes.
Perfect. Okay. Well, with that, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. So I need a first motion and state the time.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move we adjourn.
At
6:16.
And a second?
I second that.
All right. All in favor to adjourn the meeting at 6:16 p.m.?
Aye.
Aye.
Good job. Well, it's about three times as long as that last.